Well, somebody again say, I believe. We're going to drill that in tonight. And so I actually want to start off tonight. Again, thank you for being with us. My name, for those that do not know, my name is Sir Walter Scott III, senior pastor here at Abounding Grace. And on behalf of our entire leadership and family, we say welcome. Thank you for being with us tonight. Let me start with some testimonies, and then I want to track for some things that were shared on this past Sunday. But we do have a link or part of our website where we love to hear testimonies, because testimonies, you know, we've learned that testimonies are an indication of what God wants to do again. And so even as God is moving and doing things in your life, please feel free to go to our website at agfwc.org, and you'll see a link, but it's actually /testimony. So that way you can fill in what God is happening in your life. So whether you pray for somebody and they get saved or healed, set free or delivered, or something happens to you, if there's a breakthrough financially, anything good that God is doing, we want to be able to know about it. And so we have testimonies coming in. So periodically, you know, we might have someone share it live, or at least when we're in person. But tonight I want to share, catch up with a couple of ones that have come in over the past couple of months. And of course, there have been more, but these three in particular, I want to be able to read tonight. So I'm not going to share the names of who this came from, but I think the key thing is what happened, you know, what took place that's going to be a blessing to our lives as we continue. So remember, you are the God of miracles. You are the God of wonders. You are the God all powerful, I believe. I believe. All right. So this is one testimony. And again, these came over the past couple of months, but it is still good news. Amen. And so this one says, my youngest sister's mother-in-law was sick and could not talk when we went to California. It was very difficult for her to speak. She had a very scratchy voice. She said it felt like thorns in her throat. She had very bad itchiness in her arms and scalp too. God helped me pray for her, and the next day she was better and 70% of her voice was back. Come on, the next day she was better. So that took care of that itchiness on her arms and scalp, and 70% of her voice was back. 5 days later, her voice was 100% restored to normal, and all the itchiness was gone. She didn't even go to the doctor because she was touched by the great physician, Jesus. And it finishes with hallelujah, glory to God. So can we give God thanks for that right there? Come on, you never know what people are going through, but when we pray, now this was for someone else, and this person prayed for their sister's mother-in-law, and God touched and God healed. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh, here's another one. So this one came in fairly recently. So my childhood friend reconnected with me after talking to my cousin who sent her a KWI, a Kingdom Warrior Institute video. And then this is the reconnection point of the friend that said, hi, sis, I'm requesting prayers for my sister-in-law who is admitted to the hospital with and discovered she had end-stage cancer. Now, that was in February. So now the childhood friend sends an update and says, some time ago, I requested prayers for my sister-in-law who was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. She had lost a tremendous amount of weight and had difficulty walking. She even contracted COVID while in the hospital. The doctor sent her home saying there was nothing they could do for her. My sister-in-law was moved to go in for another examination and then went back for the results. She was told that the cancer has disappeared. There is no trace of cancer in her body. Thank you for your prayer support. Come on.
Come on, can we thank God for that? And I need to repeat it for those who may have missed it. This sister-in-law was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. In the natural, that's a death sentence. When physicians send you home and say that there's nothing else they can do for you, but guess what? Remember, prayers can do a whole lot more for you than what physicians can, especially when those prayers have a connection to the great physician. So, Lord, we thank you for this. Come on. How do you go from stage 4 cancer to cancer has disappeared? This is within 3 months. Glory to God. Here's another testimony of healing. And I'm going to finish with this one because I like how this person, you know, ended, how they submitted this testimony. So now, whoo, glory to God. In November 2021, I went to the doctors for symptoms, and she determined that I needed an ultrasound. I got the ultrasound, and the results showed an enlarged uterus, fluid in the presence of polyps. Based on the ultrasound and the symptoms, my doctor felt that I needed to have surgery to remove growths and test for cancer. I enlisted the help of church members. This is us now. I enlisted the help of church members in praying, and with their help, I started taking communion daily and fasting every Thursday up until the day of the surgery, which was April 13th. I had the surgery, and during my post-ops appointment, it was revealed that all issue was benign, and what they thought was a polyp was nothing, and there were no other growths detected. In fact, the doctor said the ultrasound in November was alarming, but it seems the problem corrected itself by the time of surgery. And then they finish with this: I give all credit to God and am so grateful for how he reversed that diagnosis on my behalf. And then it finishes with this: this experience tested my faith, but also strengthened it in so many ways, exclamation mark. Oh, can we thank God? You are the God of miracles. You are the God of wonders. You are the God all powerful, I believe. I believe, we believe, we believe. Come on. Woo, my goodness. And I just feel like saying this: from God's house to your house. Yeah, so don't be surprised especially if that testimony comes back live as well, too, because I'm sure there's probably even more than even what they submitted, online. But my goodness, this experience tested my faith, but also strengthened it in so many ways. And I got to say this one more time. The physician said, now remember, they were alarmed because it seemed the problem corrected itself by the time of surgery. My goodness. So we do thank God for that. Jesus still heals. And he's still healing, and the blood is still working. It shall never lose its power, right? It gives us strength from day to day, and it shall never lose its power. I know that last testimony talked about communion, taking communion as well, and consecrating themselves on Thursday. So, my goodness, so many things that God is doing in our midst. So I encourage you, keep sending in the testimonies, even as they're coming forth, knowing that we are praising God. Some might not be read, some might publicly, and some might not be shared, but we pray and we thank God for the things that are happening in the lives of his people. Amen. And then I also thank God for what's happening, and particularly for those that are connected to Abounding Grace Family Worship Center. So keep them coming. Keep them coming. It encourages, it builds faith. It encourages our hearts and builds faith. So now, I want to share a couple of things from this past Sunday. We have the privilege and honor of receiving from Apostle Becky and Prophet Sherry Gamedzi of New Africa Gateway Church in South Africa. And of course, the word, the message that Apostle Becky released was, "You are anointed for the miraculous." You are anointed for the miraculous. And then, of course, Prophet Sherry gave a prophetic exhortation, you know, even before service began. So I encourage you to go back and listen to it or even watch it as well, so that way you can get the fullness of it and receive of it again. But it's two things that I just want to underscore. Oh, well, it'll be more than two things, but at least to begin with, you know, in her prophetic exhortation, one of the things that she shared, just even under the unction of the Holy Spirit, because she just started exhorting and then she moved into the prophetic and then just started flowing in that manner. And then it's just this portion is short, but I just want to say it. She said this, that he will level mountains and raise up valleys. Because as she was prophesying, I was, you know, writing down some things, you know, as well. So one of the things that she shared again was he will level mountains and raise up valleys. Now, of course, it is strong even in its imagery of the word, but then knowing that it's the truth to that, that here you have mountains that might be before you. The Spirit of the Lord said that he will level them. And then if it might be valleys that might be low, that God will raise some things up so that way, woo, you can continue moving and walking, right? That there's nothing impeding our walk in him and with him and for him. So now she shared that through prophetic exhortation. And then even in the teaching, Apostle Becky shared this as a statement. Faith levels the playing field. So here we have level shared twice. He will level mountains and raise up valleys, and faith levels the playing field. So in other words, things that may have seemed impossible, faith brings about not only a possibility, but even inequality, but even more so that we become greater than. So in other words, the playing field where people may have seemed like they have had the upper hand by faith. Oh, no, 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 no. You're going down. So has anybody been having a mountain looking at them in the face fairly recently? So I want to encourage us all tonight with that word again, that he will level mountains and raise up valleys. And let me say this on your behalf, for his glory. Oh my goodness, that is so good. That is so good. So another thing that was shared that Apostle Becky said was God puts us in situations to where we have to DIY. DIY, for those that have done anything, especially DIY is usually a term whenever you have to do things around the house, but we know that means it's do it yourself. So he said, God puts us in situations to where we have to DIY or do it yourself. And so one of the things I believe just the Lord just encouraged me with, and not that I have to do this in my own strength and ability by myself, but one of the things I believe he spoke with me was like, hey, you know what? You're going to have to believe on a new level. Which I know that is all of us, especially when we hear a word like it's time to abound in transforming lives with the grace of God. And then knowing that you're anointed for the miraculous, guess what? We have to believe that. We have to believe that. So that's what we're going to discuss tonight. So let's go to Mark. These things are just foundational, but some might be hearing these things for the first time. And so it'll be strengthening to us for others. But let's go to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. Remember, he will level mountains and raise up valleys, and faith levels the playing field. And God will put us in situations to where we have to DIY. We have to do it ourselves. And so it's another thing that I'll underscore again. But it's important, you know, especially when we have gifts come in and release such a dynamic and powerful word like that. I don't think it's strange for God to send them from South Africa, especially as we've been dealing, not dealing, but receiving and learning and diving into grace, you know, over the past couple of months. Wow. Man, I'm even thinking about it now as we've ministered on grace. Look at the testimonies that came in during those past couple of months. So now, before we read the scripture, this is something else that I just want to share, and we know this, but somebody just say this, say, by grace, through faith. By grace, through faith. And this is real simple, but this will help somebody because I know different people are at different places, you know, in their walk with the Lord. But another simple way to kind of help some people understand and operate in this, that grace makes it available. And faith, by faith or through faith, it makes it acceptable, meaning that it's something that you can receive. Grace makes it available. And then through grace, it is now acceptable, meaning that I can receive this. And then wisdom makes it applicable. It's like, Lord, I thank you that by grace, through faith, by grace, this is available. Through faith, I can receive this. I can accept this. I can have this. And then through the wisdom, as I ask you for it, Lord, you show me what to do with what you've made available that I have now received, what to do, when to do, how to do it. Amen. Okay, so now Mark chapter 11. We're going to go through two different portions of this because they're connected. But Jesus had just received, you know, there was a donkey and, you know, his triumphal entry and all that. And of course, you know, that same day, you know, he had cast out the money changers, you know, in the temple. And he said, you know, my house will be a house of prayer and all of that. Now, that took place on one day, verse 12, Mark 11, verse 12 through 14. Then we're going to look at verse 20 through 24. Now, the next day, when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it, "Let no one eat fruit from you ever again." And his disciples heard it. Oh, there's so much in that. Okay, we'll see if we'll touch on that or not. But now, verse 20, let's move just a few verses down. Verse 20, so we have the next day and now the morning. Now, in the morning, as they passed by, they, the disciples, saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away." So Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God." Oh, my goodness. Let me just pause right there just for a moment. It's very self-explanatory, but it's just powerful what Jesus said. And this is something that even Apostle Becky, you know, mentioned as well, as far as for just having faith in God. And so I know there's, you know, scholars and, you know, other people have said, you know, the God kind of faith and things of that nature. But I just want to deal with, you know, just what it said, because I believe that, too. You know, that's a part of it. But have faith in God. Have faith in God. Somebody say, "I will have faith in God." Now, I heard Dr. Hagin say this one time. He said, now, when he was talking about this particular portion, he was like, he didn't say that faith is something that you have to go get. I'm trying to say his accent. I don't know if I could do it the way he would talk. But he said, you have it. It's something that you have. That's what he said. He said, it's something that you have. It's not something that you have to go get, but it's something that you have. So in other words, it's something when the Lord gives it to you, it's not something that we have to go by works trying to conjure up and try to get all emotional about, oh, yeah, I'm going to, and just sweating and doing all those types of things. It's like, no, have it. have faith in God. And it's like, Lord, I thank you because, Lord, that means that you can give me faith to have it in you. So again, say, I will have faith in God. Oh, we're being real simple tonight. And so Jesus said to them, have faith in God. So now, verse 23, for assuredly. So he says, have faith in God. Now he's getting ready to teach a very powerful principle about faith. He says, have faith in God. Oh, this is so good. I had just recently received a text. You know, I'm praying for, you know, this individual and, you know, the family and the whole nine. And, you know, they got a big mountain before them. And so they were just kind of sharing their heart. I haven't had a chance to reach out to them, you know, but I will. We'll connect this week. But, you know, some very traumatic, very, very traumatic things. You know, a huge mountain, you know, that is standing before them. And so, you know, I sent the text back. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm gonna reach out to you, let you know that I did get your text and I'm praying for you. So I just began to just pray. I'm like, Lord, because, you know, emotionally you could kind of start to pull all these types of ways because it's a heavy, heavy, you know, situation. But then I just got a text recently and it's like, hey, you know what? No need to call. We'll catch up later this week. But just pray. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to call on God. I'm going to pray. I'm going to worship. And it said, I'm going to call on God. And I just read that and I was like, Lord, before I even had a chance to talk to him, you already answered some prayers in the realm of the spirit. Because I was praying, I was like, oh, Lord, man, no, they need to have faith, knowing that not having faith in all these other things, but have faith in God. It sounds simple, but it is profound. Because the enemy will look to take this precious faith, to take what we have received, to take what we have accepted, and give the wisdom of the world so that way we apply faith in another area, except in the area that God has given. Remember, there's a wisdom that comes from the world. But there's a wisdom that comes from God. So the enemy's like, hey, no, I want you to use this same belief, but let's use it in this manner. And let's pull this away from God, who is the source. Okay? So Jesus is emphasizing, have faith in God. So don't ever, or if you find yourself kind of drifting and getting off and your eyes are beginning to look at that fig tree or beginning to look at something else, then it's like, hold up, no, let me rewind, let me get back to the thing, not the thing, but who I need to be believing in. Okay, so now, have faith in God, have faith in God. Who is the one saying this? Jesus. Is Jesus believable? Absolutely, because everything he says is truth. And everything he says is life. So let me encourage somebody right now. Don't ever think that scripture does not or cannot apply to your situation. Well, this doesn't apply to, no, scripture has a solution for, there is nothing new under the sun. The script, God spoke. Everything that we have written before us in covenant, that is available by grace through faith. Do you accept this? Do you receive this as truth? So again, I want to say what Jesus is saying. Then have faith in God. The disciples, they were like, hey, look, Jesus, the fig tree that you cursed. This is like, remember, it said, and they heard what he said. And I'm sure they were wondering, it's like, man, what is all that about? See, Jesus would do things on multiple different levels. And oftentimes, the disciples and people that were around him were only clued in on one level. But Jesus would do things on multiple levels. So not that the scripture says this, but I actually believe this even before I heard it. But I heard it taught as well. But I've heard many people say, you know, that tree said something. And then Jesus had to speak back to that tree. That tree said something in the realm of the spirit, so to speak, right? And Jesus audibly addressed that tree. The disciples just heard what he audibly addressed, but then they noticed, hold up, what you said came to pass. And what you said came to pass quickly. It did not take a long time for the manifestation. It did not take a long time for the results. It was in the morning. Boom. Rabbi, look. The tree that you cursed has dried up and withered from the roots. Meaning that thing came out the ground. That thing that was rooted now because of what Jesus spoke became uprooted. So now he says this, have faith in God. And now he begins to teach what he demonstrated first. So before I read, remember the testimonies that we shared at the beginning. Those three are demonstrations. Demonstrations. And so now let's continue on. Verse 23, Jesus continues, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes. Okay, so now where do we believe? We believe in the heart. There's some things that the Lord will say in your head, your own thinking will not be able to grasp what he's saying. It can catch up through renewal of the word, but it's that belief in the heart. And so, okay. But believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Let me see that. Let me say that again. I say to you, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Who's saying this? Jesus. He's saying this to those that were with him, but then he extends the audience by saying whoever. So that means you and I are part of the whoever. I love this because this principle and this truth that he's sharing, he was like, look, this isn't something just stuck to my time here on earth, but I'm actually releasing now in earth an eternal principle, a kingdom principle, how kingdom operates. One, have faith in God. But I want to let you know this, that whoever says to this mountain, Jesus, I thought you were talking to a tree. I was then, but in the realm of the spirit, it was presenting itself something bigger. So many of us have something, you know, I was thinking about it just in the natural sense. And again, you know, science, you know, they have their viewpoints. So I just want to share it from that particular sense, because I don't fully know how God created mountains, at least in the natural majestic. He spoke. Well, we do know that part. But the, you know, how everything all kind of came together. Science says, you know, there's plates that come together. So let's talk in the natural, right? Science said that there's plates of the earth that came together, and when they collide, that's how mountains are formed. And then I thought about that. I was like, man, you know what? In the flesh, that's what men do. Have you heard that expression where people say, man, I got this on my plate? It's like, oh, I got this on my plate. I got this on my plate. Yep. And so you got all these things that are on people's plates. They come together and now it forms a mountain. It's like, oh, man, I got to deal with this, 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 this. Everything seems like it's all colliding at once. That can be like a mountain in a sense, you know, that many people will deal with. Right. So he says, whoever says to this mountain. Here we heard the testimony. We had these mountains of health. Crises, so much so where physicians were like, hey, we don't know what to do. Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. So that is the principle. And now he continues on teaching in this. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things, oh, we go from a whoever to a whatever. So for people that said, well, the Bible doesn't address this situation, Jesus just right now said, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe. Believe what? Believe that you receive them. And you will have them. Believe that you receive them and you will have them. Let's look at the same. Let's look at the same account in Matthew. Matthew's a little shorter. And then we'll come back to Mark. But Matthew chapter 21, verses 18 through 22. Same thing, but a slight variance as far as for what was recorded. Now in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves and said, let no fruit grow on you ever again. Immediately the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither away so soon? So Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only, here we go, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, DIY, you will not only do it yourself, what was done to the fig tree, but also, if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. Let me stop right there for a moment. And of course, I'll finish with 22. I love that, but also. It's like, so Jesus is saying that not only will you do what I did, but you're going to be able to say some additional things and you're going to be able to speak to mountains. And they shall be removed and tell them to be cast into the sea. And it says this, and it will be done. Remember, he will level mountains and raise up valleys. And faith will level the playing field. I love it because we don't have to work with natural resources only. In the natural, if somebody's ever been frustrated and you have something, maybe you have had a dwelling place and be like, man, you know, I need to get rid of that tree. And then you start chop, chop, chop. That's in the natural. And you're sweating in, or, you know, I've seen people where they take the chainsaw and do all that kind of stuff. I remember, you know, pulling up a bush. Wasn't even a tree, but it was a well-rooted bush. It had to spend all this time, but Jesus is saying, hey, that's in the natural. But I don't even want you to have to overexert yourself. I want you to have faith in God. So whatever the conditions might look like to say, man, I'm going to have to burn both ends of the candlestick and try to do all this and try to do all that. No, this is what we learned, so I'm emphasizing again, no, have faith in God. No, let's continue to live. Why? Because when the mountains come down, when the valleys come up, when the playing field is level, guess what? We still have to believe. Say that was one round, that was one season, but now there's a new thing that we've come across. One thing that we cannot do is forget the victories that we've had in the past. That's part of that, but also. Some of us have seen some things where we spoke and the results and the manifestation happened so fast. It was like, wow, man, look, Jesus, man, here, you gave me something to say. I spoke it and man, look, the results happened just like that. And the Lord says, yep, not only will you be able to speak to that fig tree, something that you thought was a thing and wound up wasn't being what it appeared or presented itself to be. Not only will you begin to speak to that, but now even if you have a mountain that stands before you, again, You can say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and it will be done. Why? Because you have circumstances that will taunt you and begin to speak to you and say, ha, I'm in your way. It's going to take a whole lot of time and a whole lot of effort and a whole lot of stuff for you to get rid of this situation. And Jesus, I believe, is just reminding us even tonight. It's like, hey, have faith in God. I know what the conditions, I know what the external might look like, but I just want to let you know that something that might seem like it is a problem, when you get into the presence, you tap into the potential that faith has, and then that same problem now has to come along with the promise that I've already spoken over your life. And we heard it, I got to say it again, but that's that trigger. Woo, here we go. What was that? The end of that one testimony? This experience tested my faith, but also strengthened it in so many ways. In other words, that faith was on that faith and that believing was on one level. But as a result of that mountain and speaking and confessing and doing things that needed to be done, now that faith becomes strengthened and now grew and became stronger at another level. So now guess what? If there's another mountain that shows up, it's like, oh, I've got some breakthrough in an area. And sometimes you got to look back and think about some of the breakthroughs in the areas that may have seemed small. But when you recognize the voice behind it, even if it's something that seems small, and then you wind up seeing something that shows up that appears bigger, it's like, no, hold up, it's still that same influence behind it. So now let's address this in the spirit, and you begin to speak to it. So that means, oh, we have to be mindful of what we say so that way we're not creating mountains ourselves out of our own mouths. Oh, this is so good. Jesus, in so many words, he's like, look, I want you to speak to this mountain, not speak about it. The easiest thing in the world to do is to speak about this mountain. And that's one of the things that, you know, even in that text, you know, they just even caught themselves. They was like, hey, you know what? I've been speaking about this mountain. I've been talking about it. I've been complaining about it. I've been frustrated with it. But I'm going to call on God. I'm going to have faith in God. So instead of speaking about this mountain or instead of speaking about the problems, because as we speak so much about the problems and we talk all about the problems, all about the problems, all about the problems, all about what stands before us, what we're doing, we're just adding life and causing that thing to be even bigger and bigger. And then now faith begins, now the faith that we did have now becomes smaller. And the Lord's like, no, I need you to keep speaking and listening to my words so that way faith can keep coming. Keep hearing what I'm saying. Because faith is going to build. It's going to come in one fashion or another. So somebody just say this right now. Say, I will speak to the mountain and not about the mountain. I know that is helping somebody. If it ain't helping nobody, it's helping me too. Yeah. I will speak to the mountain and not about the mountain. And if you speak about the mountain for a moment, just to acknowledge the fact, okay, this is what it is, but this is how we're going to address this. This is how we're going to speak to this. And it needs to be audible. And guess what? Some people need to hear it. So that way, when that mountain is removed, they can say, man, look at what God did. God leveled that mountain. Oh, my goodness. Come on. He is the God of miracles. He is the God of wonders. He is the God all powerful. You know, I was driving, and I had my windows down. And one of the questions that the Lord asked me, you know, when God asks you a question, it's not because he doesn't know. It's some things that he wants to teach you. Or to reemphasize or to encourage you with. And so driving out the window, driving through this, this just happened to be like a nice you know, just a nice neighborhood. But, you know, I'm just enjoying it. It's a place I've never been to before. So, you know, sometimes men, you know, we'd like to, not saying every man, but sometimes we like to just drive somewhere. Turn off the GPS and just go. And then we'll figure it out when we get back, right? Anybody know some people like that? It's like, but anyways. So I'm just driving, and the Lord's like, hey, what's possible? And I'm like, man, in this nice neighborhood, I'm just looking. I'm like, yeah, Lord, I was like, yeah, this is possible. He's like, what's going on in your heart? Is something like this possible? And I'm like, yeah. And then it was like, man, don't believe otherwise. And I'm like, thank you, God. Not saying I wanted to live in that particular neighborhood, but I know he was addressing some things that can kind of show up in the heart and uprooting some stuff that could maybe kind of sneak in for a little bit. And what is that that tries to sneak in? It's that doubt. You know what I mean? That does not doubt in his heart. He's like, so now, again, I'm encouraging us with this. Speak to the mountain. Without doubt. In the heart. So what am I speaking to this mountain? You are speaking to the mountain that it can be removed and cast into the sea, meaning that you do not have to look at it anymore. Or you can speak to the mountain and say, nope, you're going to correct yourself right now. Get yourself together. Hold up. Is this possible? It has to be, because I didn't think of this. Remember, I got to go back to this. Who's saying this? Jesus. Jesus is telling us, this isn't just anybody saying this. This is the Word of God incarnate saying this himself about, hey, the Word is saying, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain. So, oh, here we go. Again, some people haven't been speaking to the mountain. It's been speaking to you a whole lot more, and we've just been quiet. And we've just been taking almost like Goliath, just saying, man, where is your God? Do you have any fight in you? Do you have any warrior in you that can come forth and challenge me? Everybody in society, and we don't want to be like this, in society wants to be triggered by everything else and in everything else, but we has to have faith come alive. Be like, hold up. Man, that's right. This thing has been speaking to me. Okay, let's make it plain. Sometimes if you're applying for a position, and then they will literally speak to you and say, nope, you didn't get it. You'll get an email. Nope, you didn't get it. And all these rejections can begin to start saying, and can begin to start putting on a spirit of rejection on you. And so it becomes a spirit of rejection so much so when you're hearing a word that says have faith in God, you reject it. Because you have experienced so much rejection. Woo. But the Lord's saying, no. Begin to speak to that rejection. Begin to speak to that even if it's an email, even if it comes back, and if it's something that you felt like that you really wanted in that moment, and it didn't happen at that time. Don't speak about it, speak to it. And you could just say, Lord, I thank you. Even though they said no, you still have yes for me. This is the stuff that needs to come out of our mouths. God, I thank you for your timing. It could be a relationship that did not, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that what you have for me is just for me, and I'll receive it by faith. Now, God, I thank you for giving me wisdom on what I need to do now. But I am not rejected. I am accepted in you. Right? Don't let that spirit of rejection and denial just kind of sit and just hover and just weigh upon your spirit and upon your mind and upon your shoulders, because then that thing will start to that rejection will cause you to be dejected. Right? So, Lord, we speak to that spirit of rejection that which can be a mountain and say, be cast, be removed and cast into the sea in the name of Jesus. Mm. Now, verse 22, remember who's saying this, and he cannot lie. Verse 22, and Matthew, and whatever things you ask in prayer, believing you will receive. Whatever things you ask in prayer, believing you will receive. So this is something that I know sometimes when you have to weather storms and all that kind of stuff, these things can sometimes be dull. But I'm telling you, in this season, the Lord's like, hey, I just kind of sense like, man, I need you sharp in faith. It's something that we live by, but I'm just looking over the past couple of months by grace. He's been sharing with us by grace, but now it's like, okay, through faith. I just personally have an expectation for some supernatural things happening this summer. Yeah. Supernatural stuff happening this summer for favor. But guess what? Can't be silent. You gotta speak. Believing is speaking. Oh, somebody say that. Say, believing is speaking. That means it's going to come out of your mouth what you believe. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Let's go back to Mark. I'm telling you, we're not being deep tonight. We're going slow and accelerating. This may seem like it's foundation, but it's foundation, it's windows, it's faith. Have faith in God. Because we have things that'll pop up all the time. And if you look, you can feel like that you're driving through a mountain range, you see so many mountains. And it's like, Lord, what am I going, man, this is happening, this isn't, the Lord's like, hold up. Don't be speaking about all this. Get my thoughts on the matter. Get my thoughts on this situation. And now I'm going to tell you how to address it. And you say what I say. You have faith in me. Let that faith be in me. Get up in me and have faith. Mm. Oh, man, here's another question that the Lord asked, even while I was out. He was like, hey, where am I? And I paused for a moment, and I was like, yeah, Lord, I know you're in heaven, and you're on your throne. And then he said, where am I? And then this thought was like, I'm in you. And I was like, hold up, I'm trying to drive, but now you, I'm like, Lord, it's like, I know it, but you want me to slow down and meditate on this some more to start to grasp on a new level what that means. For God to be on the inside of me, for God by his spirit to be on the inside of you. So now as we're speaking in him and he in us, of course we have to abide, right? We have to abide and let his word abide in us. That way we can speak his word. But it's like, whew. I want you to know now when you're speaking to that mountain that you are never alone. You are not by yourself. And the problems that you might be looking at are not as big as they appear to be. Mm. Somebody just say right now, say, it's not as big as it thinks it is. It's not as big as maybe sometimes we have made something out to be. When we're in him, it's like, Lord, I thank you for changing my perspective on this situation. I know you have some people that, you know, that have challenges and things that are dealing with, but one of the neighborhoods I was driving in and little girl in the yard, her dad was doing something, so his back was turned to me. I'm just driving, but little thing, probably about 3 years old, maybe four. I'm driving past her. She doesn't look like me right now. I'm driving past, and she's like, hi. Hi. And I just kind of smirk. I'm like, Lord, this is a child just as bold, just as confident, but she's also in the presence of her father. So now she could just say, hi, as a child, no fear. Not like, man, because, you know, some adults would be like, man, who's that driving in this neighborhood? And we don't know that car. Hi. Just as confident. And I'm just noticing that, and I'm like, man, that's a confident little. But it's like, oh, she's in the presence of her father. She can speak without fear, without doubt. So come on, that's why Jesus is like, look, yeah, I need you to be before me, you know, like a child. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them. And so the enemy will fight in the belief. And so he'll bring up past histories of failures and losses. No, don't believe, because remember what happened before when you believed the last time? Well, nah, because this can't happen. But that thought comes, this can't happen, with that spirit of like, this can't happen, comma, it's not even possible. And it's like, hold up. Nope, this can happen and it is possible. Can God provide? Absolutely. Can you believe? You know, this is real. Got notification of, what is it? Pico, which is an electric company, you know, in Pennsylvania, that is going to be like an increase, right, of rates. So instead of saying, oh my, and at first I was like, man, that seems like a very, very big number. I was like, what? And I didn't say anything else, but I was just like, man, that seemed like, but now it's like, hold up, no, God, you got it. Gas prices might be going up. Man, God, you got it. Remember, physicians didn't necessarily know what to do for these health testimonies. Government is very short on solutions for things that might be happening, you know, within the nation. They're very short on solutions. But who are you going to believe in? Who are you having faith in? And we're having faith in God. It could be the most greatest president, whatever people might think, in the world, or elected official or boss or leader. It could be government or company, whatever. Who are we still having faith in? God. One door closes, like, man, Lord, you know what? You got this. Something shows up. Unexpected challenge, unexpected bill, unexpected increase. Lord, I thank you that you got this. Let me say this right now. Don't you let me hear you say you on a fixed income. What? Just don't let me hear you say it. And now let me add this caveat. Don't say it. Or let me add another caveat. Don't believe it, so that way it doesn't even come out of your mouth. You can say, well, it's that source, but I thank you that I have another source. Because you begin to look at this and you start to go into a panic mode. And here's another thing. Other people might say a recession. But you can say, exclude it. or I'm just having recess in his presence. I'm having fun in the presence of the Lord. Hi, I'm in the presence of the Father. God has given me some wisdom and God is showing up in some supernatural ways. He's raising mountains. Oh, here's another thing about some things. We know some stuff might go up in one area, but remember, some mountains are being raised, R-A-Z-E-D, right? That means destroyed, brought down, demolished. And it's like, Lord, I thank you that I know it might have gone up in this particular area, but oh, we're going to get a discount here. Or there's going to be a favor that shows up in another area to where, no, this faith is still going to level this playing field. I forget which prophet right now at the moment. It's just coming to me now, but he was speaking to one, I think it was a military person or a king, but he was telling in so many words, it's like, look, this is going to be the price by this time tomorrow for certain, you know, items. Forgive me, I can't have the exact recall right now. And then that person was like, man, how? What are you talking about in so many words? How can this be this price? You're saying it's going to be this low price? No, right now is this. And you're saying this is going to happen in the economy by tomorrow? And the prophet was like, in so many words, I'm paraphrasing, was like, yes. Person didn't believe it. And so much so, he was like, hey, you're going to pay the consequences as a result because of your unbelief. Sure enough, the very next day, the word happened according, the situation happened according to the word of the prophet. There was a rush for people to buy because the price was so good at that moment. And that very same person that had doubt got trampled. He was able to see it, but not experience it, and not able to partake. I say all that to say this. God will level the playing field. Something that may have cost a certain amount in one section or in one moment. Something can go on sale or be discounted just for you. Anyone ever roll up on a discount or on a sale, quote unquote, by accident? And it's like, Lord, this is just what Man, here I was thinking about how I might be able to get that. And now the price, sometimes God will bring you up. Sometimes that thing that might be up, God will bring it down. I like coming up and that thing coming down. We have both action for that, right? Well, that was the word. He will level mountains and raise up valleys. Some people might feel like, well, man, my finances or my situation might be in a valley right now. The Lord says, hey, I'm going to raise that up. And then the price of something, whatever, might seem like it's a mountain, and it will bring that down. But by faith, it's causing that playing field to be level. Come on, somebody thank God for that. Now, remember, we have to be mindful first of who we're believing, what we're believing, and then what we're saying. There's so much stuff going on right now. I saw somebody post something, and you know me, I like to, you know, I might hear it, but I'm like, man, let me do some research. That don't sound right. It's like, let me just check this out. Whether it's negative or something that might be too good to be true. Because sometimes people get all excited. And it's like, well, let me just check into that. Who we're believing? In other words, let's check the source. That's the point of me saying that. Let me check the source of who's saying what. That's why I said a few times tonight, and I want to say it again. As we've been talking about this, have faith in God. Who's been saying this? Who's the source? Christ. That means we can take this to the bank. Spiritually and literally. Have faith in God. So that means, so check the source. Check who you're believing. Check what you're believing. And check what you're saying. Now, I'm bringing up this testimony now because this is good. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We know within this past year or so, I used to sell cars. So, you know, I still kind of hear and I'm aware of certain things. We know that there's quote unquote, right? Well, I guess it is in the natural. There's like a shortage of new vehicles. And so that means that the price of dealerships haven't been able to get new inventory because of chips and all that type of stuff. Blase. So that means that the price of used vehicles have gone up. Because, you know, dealers, you know, they don't have any new inventory. So now what they currently have in used vehicles, they're marking those up, some to a ridiculous price. That's in the natural. But this is how faith levels the playing field, how mountains be leveled and valleys will be raised. We've heard this before, but this is coming to me now because this is going to help somebody. Here you have the situation in the midst of this economic situation for vehicles, automobiles. Here, Apostle has this thought. Hey, goes to someone. Hey, can you give me a car without me having to pay for it? Where do you get a thought like that from? The circumstances tell you that should not be a thought in your mind. Jesus speaks to the fig tree. Who talks to a tree? Well, you know, my mama talked to plants because, you know, she's a garden girl and all that kind of stuff. But aside from that. But no, who talks to a tree? Right? So now, who says, how do you have a thought in the midst of used car prices being higher and then for you to say and ask, can I have a car without me having to pay for it? But in order to speak something like that in faith, can I have a car without me having to pay for it? Means that I have faith in God. Because this clearly was a thought that came from the mind of God. And many of us know the story. If you don't know, you could go through our YouTube pages on our YouTube. But bottom line, guess what? Therefore, I say to you, hold up. Whoever says to this mountain, what was the mountain in that situation? The mountain was used car vehicle prices being marked up higher than what they normally are. People aren't coming up off, especially dealers aren't coming up off of vehicles, or they're marking them up higher if something might happen to be on a lot. That's a mountain. I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea. So you looked at that mountain or a mountain. Y'all caught that? A mountain. A mount. A mountain. A mount. Y'all got it? You speak to that amount. You hear that? That A-M-O-U-N-T. A mountain. There we go. Someone's like, oh, I got it. I say, whoever says to this, a mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. That's what it was happening. And does not doubt in his heart. It's like, hey, can I have this? When you have faith in God, you can start to say, man, can I have this? Can I have this? Or can I have this at a discount? Can I have this for free? And what the enemy would do, he'll fight the favor that's on your life and get you to doubt what God has already said and the things that he's already opened for you. Because here's the thing, you have his favor. We have the grace which gives us access and makes things available. He can't stop that. He can't stop the availability. But he was like, well, man, I can't stop the availability, but let me see if I can slow down or impede faith. So that way they don't believe or accept it. Yeah, that's. Man, he tried to stop Christ. He's like, man, I took a huge L on that. Here, I thought I won. Man, he done ripped the veil, bust through the grave, rolled the stone away, and folded his clothes and left. That wasn't even a hard fight for him. And so now he's trying to bring the same thing to whoever, to be able to say the same thing. Okay, so now, in other words, whoever, let me say this, because Jesus said this. Jesus is like, look, I established a pattern. If I did it, you can do it. I did it as a demonstration of what is now available for you to do. And not only will you do what I did, but now I've already prophesied and said, and greater works. Same faith, have faith in God. Let me show y'all how to do this. So now let me go back to example one more time. Because trust me, you can ride past car lots. I'm using this as an example now. And you see how they have them, those windows marked up? And those numbers literally talk to you. And although they might look like figures on a window, sometimes them figures will speak beyond those figures and say, you can't afford this, keep driving. And it'll say, look at your bank account. And then you might look at your bank account and be like, man, you know what? I can't afford it. Don't ever say that. Don't think that. Don't believe that. It's like, Lord, hold up. What do you have? And the Lord will say, I have a car. Oh, really? It's like, yeah, go ask. If he gives it and says, hey, I want you to ask this. See if you can have it. If you already have it in your heart, then you can have it. But now I need you to say what I'm saying, because it was already in my heart first. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them, keep receiving them, and you will have them. What will I have? Whatever things you ask when you pray. Well, Lord, who does this apply to? It applies to whoever says to this mountain. Well, man, who is saying this? The great I am that I am. Whatever it is that you might be dealing with, have faith in God. It's simple, but it's so true. Let's keep believing. Depression might try to come up. No, you speak to the mountain. Just don't talk about it. Speak to it. I think that helps somebody right there. Because somebody just caught that and be like, man, you know, I've been speaking about this so much and I haven't been speaking anything to it. And it's just been sitting there getting bigger. No, you speak to it. That thing starts, you get them thoughts to try to start coming to you. No, you better open your mouth and you say, nope, either you're getting up out of here or I'm getting up out of here. You're moving or I'm moving. And sometimes it can be both. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. God, that you're causing us, because you have leveled mountains and caused valleys to be raised, God. And you, by faith, are allowing playing fields to be leveled. I thank you, Lord, that even now, the new level, God, that we've been ushered into, that we're on even currently right now in this new season. Come on, let me even just say this. As it's a new month right now, that's a new level. We've never been in this month of 2022 before. New level. God, so even in this new level, I thank you, God, that we are believing you in a fashion and in a manner that's just more intentional. I thank you, God, even for the consistency of confession, of hope. God, and may we even be encouraged by the testimonies, Lord. Some might not necessarily need to take natural communion, although that helps, Lord, but even just communing with your spirit, communing in your presence, communing in worship. I thank you, Lord, that we're not stuck on talking about problems, God, and talking about mountains, God, but we're talking to them, we're speaking to them, Lord, and we are believing and receiving the things, God, that we are speaking to, as you are guiding us into what it is that we need to say in this season, Lord. I thank you, Lord, even now that you are just quickening faith, that you are strengthening faith in the name of Jesus. Lord, that we are like children in your presence, having recess in you, resting in recess in you, God, enjoying your presence in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you for it, Lord.